Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Ronnie.
How are you? How's everybody?
Hi, everyone. Well, welcome to the Wesak full moon. We're there. So we're in it. I think it came in at about 7:30 p.m. Pacific or Eastern time. So we are there. And you know, I really didn't tie these together, so it's kind of fun. Fear of change. I have a stack of stuff the team wants to do, and then, you know, they just kind of tell me which one.
But if it's a Sagittarian Gemini full moon and we have fear of change, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, right. I think that's the reason we're doing it.
Oh, good.
Anyway, we're going to talk about all the changes that are on the horizon and the major astrological influences that we are moving into, which are huge, huge, huge. We're going into a seven-year cycle. And this summer, July, August, September, oh, my Lord. So, show dedication to holding the highest light during these amazing changes that we're about to witness, to stay out of fear, holding the love and hope for ourselves and our planet, to the Buddhist holy day today of Wesak, and, of course, for the full moon tonight, for the healing of Earth and the upliftment of humanity. So I'm going to share with you, this is kind of a very vanilla synopsis that just came in of what we're moving into. I sent out more, and Veronica, after the show, I'll forward the newsletter to you so she didn't get it,
okay.
Because it's really, it has some amazing pieces in there about what we're moving into right now, which is like, oh my gosh. I started reading this stuff as it was coming in, and we'd already, you know, gone with fear of change, and then I saw the astrological influences, and I went, oh, Lord.
Well, according to Deb O'Connor, apparently we've just moved into Uranus in Aries after it being in Pisces for 84 years.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's pretty high-powered, isn't it?
Right. Well, I'm just
going to... Today.
I'm just going to read this little piece.
Oh, good.
As the Sun in Gemini comes into exact opposition with the Moon in Sag tonight, 7:07 p.m. Eastern, revolutionary Uranus enters the first degree of Aries. The way the planets are aligning along this initiation point promises to shatter paradigms and expand human consciousness, opening us to more galactic perspective. I love it.
Woo-hoo!
With this full moon alignment, the summer games of 2010 begin, a breathtaking journey to the heart of creation and back as we become empowered masters designing a better world. This summer, the stars and planets sound a wake-up call through an unprecedented series of planetary alignments. The world as we have known it will be transformed by what we hold in our hearts and our minds. Let it be love.
That's wonderful.
Powerful configuration will form in the heavens several times in June, July, and August that will facilitate the reshaping of our world from the inside out. Ongoing T-square of Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto becomes a grand cross as the Sun and Moon at various times transit a fourth point to complete the configuration. The Moon forms a triple conjunction, you know, some of this stuff, but anyway, you got all of it in the newsletter. Why is this important? Because of the intense volatility of these alignments, drastic changes are inevitable. They'll be social, economic, and environmental. Anticipate another intense round of Earth changes. While the old paradigm crumbles, seeds are planted for a new beginning beyond the chaotic summer months.
Mm-hmm.
The changes will reach deep into our personal experience, offering a gift of spiritual transcendence. Accepting this gift requires attention and action. How we focus our intent throughout this period will affect the course of things to come on planet Earth, for a very long time. She also recommends a full moon ritual, which is just to let the light come through, and I think the team is going to talk about that. So, we are moving into, and I, like I said, I sent out some amazing pieces. So we're entering a seven-year cycle, and I've been looking at all the changes around me, and Veronica and everyone who's listening, they have been happening so fast that I literally have not been able to keep up with it. I've just been like, what? we're going to be opening to ET presence, possible exchanges, of course, in the 7 years, transforming our physical, emotional, spiritual bodies. Very important for everyone to remember that what we're doing here is affecting the entire universe. Because we carry the DNA of so many different races, and as we integrate, we're healing the rips and tears in the universe. I can't begin to tell you how important this is. So when I look at this grand dance that we just popped right into, it is so exponential. It's going to be reflected, of course, in our lives directly. It's very important for everyone to know that you really have nothing to fear, no matter what it looks like. You've done the work to be ready for this. Everybody has. And that means looking at every single change as an opportunity rather than any form of punishment or anything to be afraid of. And, you know, this is a very, very big deal. I know a lot of people have had difficulty with what's going on in the Gulf. And this, you know, is catapulting us forward. It's so big that it's forcing humanity to look at alternate energy sources. I mean, we'll never be the same as a planet based on, I mean, it will get cleaned up. There will be help. But it's enough. Unfortunately, humans are a little slow. And I was talking to somebody in New York today, and they said, well, we haven't felt the effects of it here yet. And I said, you know, not yet, but you will. And this is somebody involved in the big time involved in the financial markets. And I said, you know, here's what's interesting. We didn't feel the effects of Katrina, and yet there were people that rose up to assist Katrina and are still assisting Katrina. This we're going to feel. We're going to feel it in our food sources. We're going to feel it in all kinds of ways, because somewhere that money has to come from. This is an ongoing thing. Oil doesn't stay in one place. You know, they're already talking about it going out into the Atlantic and the effect it's going to have. Let me tell you, I'm going to think twice before buying a fish to eat. I'll tell you that. And
seems like we all need to get our hair cut, because they're sending all the cut hair to mop. I mean, it does something bizarre. It absorbs and transforms oil, I think.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so.
Well, I think there'll be some new discoveries come out of this as well. I think there'll be some new discoveries that people step forward with that have never been seen on the planet before. Mm-hmm. I have great faith in humanity to really step up to the plate no matter what we face right now, because we're ready for this. We've been preparing for this time. I got an op-ed piece today, which is the from the New York Times, and again from somebody involved in the very involved in Wall Street markets out of New York. And it had been forwarded to some major Wall Street investment houses, to the principals of them. And they sent me the piece that was forwarded to them, and it was titled internally by Guns and Ammo. That's
wow.
not what the op-ed piece reads, but
wow.
that's what it was titled in between these financial houses from principal to principal. And I thought that that was a very interesting way to look at the title of the piece. Let's see if I put it on here. No, I didn't.
What's op-ed? Is that optional education or what?
No, it was an editor's piece. It was a contributing journalist to the editor's page. And it was all about the financial problems that we're in and who will have to pay for them and the answers that it's going to fall on our shoulders. It will not go to our grandchildren. And I thought it was a very it's a very lengthy piece and it's a very heady piece. But bottom line, it's about seven pages. It's heady. And but again, this to me is just kind of a precursor of what we're going to be looking at, that all of this is going to hit. And we're going to see changes everywhere. And I'm just going to go through a few of them here. I believe that we're going to become amazing creators and magicians because we're really masters in disguise anyway. And
we've been in training.
We have been in major training. We really have prepared for this. We have prepared for this. I mean, you know, this is the thing I want everybody to be aware of. But just the people that are close to me and a couple of clients, so that's all I'm going to talk about are these people, because watching how fast they popped into action or things popped into their life overnight, changing their whole, literally their whole lives. And yet it was so clear to me to see how they were going to move into a whole new version of themselves. My son, and I love this because it's, you know, very close to my heart. When he went into real estate, he said, Mom, before he went into real estate, he said, he sat around for 2 months, I was pulling my hair out. And he said, I finally decided that I'm going to go back to work. And I was like, thank you, God. But he said, but whatever I do from here on out, I'm going to be in service or I won't do it. And that always stayed with me. And so he took a job where he wasn't making a lot of money, but to him, he was learning. And it was in the real estate industry with the foreclosures and so on and so forth. He got his license because he had to in order to handle the part of the business that he was doing. And out of the blue, he ended up aligned with a program that handles, this is so interesting to me, people from the union where they have special programs in the union here that, and we have very strong unions in Las Vegas, that help people get into homes that are members of the union. And so these clients come to him fully pre-qualified, ready to close, with special down payment assistance and so on. And they have certain prerequisites, which means they may look at two or three homes at the most and then buy a house. So they buy within a day or two and close within a week or two.
Hmm.
And so he is tied directly into that program right now. And what's amazing to me is because of the intent that he set out there to be of service, and he loves this because he's being of service. He is helping people who would never be able to buy a home otherwise, who are so thrilled, so excited. This is the most wonderful thing in the world for them. In the middle of an economy where there are lots of buyers, but nobody can get through the banks. So, you know, I just said to him, beautiful creating son. I mean, there, you know, you're my idol. You know? And I had a guest here this weekend who came to go to the International Convention of Shopping Centers. This person, whose name I won't use, I met this person in the industry before I ever was doing this work. A deal maker supreme ran a huge portfolio that belonged to her husband of $300-400 million of investment properties in Northern California, et cetera, and, you know, put together shopping centers, was a real deal maker. She went to this convention and came back, and I put her jammies on, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and was completely undone because she realized that her whole industry had died.
Oh,
and
my.
She was going to have to completely reinvent herself. And so as a good friend and who someone who's been in that industry all my life, I totally understood it. But also she had just met a love, okay, who he calls his company something very magical. I won't use the name. And he helps people reinvent themselves. Okay? And redesign themselves in these economic times. And then places them in the right industry. So, you know, I'm just watching this. A dear friend of all of ours had, you know, some things happen where her whole history almost was just gone overnight. And she's now moved and everything. But I see this huge thing coming into her life that's going to be transformative. And I see it's right there. I can see it coming in. My daughter, who for 3 years has struggled unbelievably, who was a very successful person, has finally reached a point where she's now coming back. And we talk a lot about her magic. And I see it in what she touches and what she does. And she told her boss, I thought this was so cute. My daughter is no spring chicken, by the way. And she told her boss, my mom says I have magic. And you're going to miss me. And sure enough, his sales dropped by about 800% in one day as soon as she left.
Wow.
And, yes. And, but she's spreading her magic with all kinds of people in different ways. It's just beautiful. Veronica, with you, you know, you started out with one radio show, not that you haven't done radio before, went to two, you're now at three, and doing your television shows. I mean, you know, this to me is all, although it wasn't overnight, it is an indicator of what's coming. You had a very clear vision of where you wanted to go. A lot of people don't yet.
Yeah.
Another good friend of mine who wanted to move here to Las Vegas and is very close to me and so on and so forth, and she's been worried. She was doing her work in New York, met a man there who is very connected here, to actually the wife of a very famous Las Vegas entertainer who assured her that she would have more business than she'd know what to do with here. And he will set up all the meetings and so on and so forth. And this happened overnight.
Wow.
And another lady who struggled for years with her boss, who literally would just zap her energy. Beautiful soul. These are people you do know, Veronica.
Yes,
I'm just not using names. And a beautiful soul worked for a major hospital. And so they completely changed the whole structure, brought in a new regional boss, a new regional team. She's now doing team trainings, okay, to teach them skills of better communication and how to provide better services to patients, and imbuing all of her training materials with love and light. And
wow.
I'm like, I watched this transform overnight. And I'm just like, wow. And then finally, the coup d'etat for me, I was married for 20 years. I've been divorced for, I don't know, 24 or 26 years. I received a card from my ex-husband that I will save for the rest of my life that thanked me for our years of marriage, that they were the most precious years of his life.
Oh, my.
And told me that I was always his Halley's Comet and that he knew I was going to live to be well over 100, that he wouldn't make it, but that he'd be waiting for me on the other side for one last dance.
Aww.
And I just was like, I was reading it to my, because my son handed me the card. I thought it was from him. And I'm reading it. And I said, oh, Ricky. And he said, Mom, it's not me. And I said, who's this from? He said, Dad. And I'm like, and as I read it out loud to him, he started to cry. So this is a huge healing in my life. This is 44 or 46 years of, you know, history healed overnight.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, my word.
Did you call him?
No, I didn't want to, you know, I will send him a card or something thanking him. And I'm still deciding what to do because I have to be careful. I don't want to, you know, I have to be careful how I handle this in a very loving way. But also I have to be careful because I recognize that, you know, it's something that can never be, but it's precious when somebody can come full circle for as much anger and rage as he's had, to come full circle at this stage and as he's dealing with his own mortality right now. I thought it was beautiful. So, I'm seeing changes, and these are just scratching the tip of the iceberg, everybody. I mean, I think that we're going to move into the most amazing time. I used to have a friend that used to say, I can see it coming and hear it humming. And that's, I think everybody is feeling this sense of something coming, don't you, Veronica?
I sure do, yeah.
Tell me your experiences with it, because I'd love to hear what you've got to say.
Well, what I'm seeing in my, for example, in my own work is people seem to be really kind of pent up, and then it changes really fast in a huge, like an exponential way. They're ready to rise into much more of the embodiment of love and positive.
Yeah.
But they seem to arrive for a session. Well, you know what this is like, in a kind of a traumatic state.
Right.
But then pop, it's like popping a, lancing something. It gets a lot clearer, a lot faster. And, and some people are creating magically. I had a client call today and he said, am I in denial? I've just lost a huge rental and I'm kind of excited. Because we know it's going, his dealings are going to turn into something very good, but there's no evidence, but he feels it deep down inside. It's really kind of exciting.
I think that's what I believe, and I, in talking with a client today, you know, like you, whose husband is very involved in the financial markets, and you know, has major investors like Disney and, you know, some of the major principals out there, even in other investment houses that we, whose names we know. I won't go into any of them. Invest with him. And I can see where this is the end, and he can too. This is the end of him doing it this way. And he's been saying it. You know, he actually got very emotional, to the point of tears, about what he's been working on. And the frustrations that he's felt and wanting to really do something to make a difference. And I think this unrest is moving through our planet right now.
Well, and I want to throw one other thing in, is that it's been occurring to me over and over again that some of the biggest solutions, you know, you were talking earlier about who's going to pay for this and that, and I think a lot of the big solutions are not going to come through the economic structure at all. I think they're coming outside of it, that we're not going to have that same structure isn't going to have all the power anymore.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
And I think there's so much magic that people are rising into that that'll probably solve problems better or more.
I couldn't agree with you more. I believe that this is a time when people are going to finally believe, some of them forced to, but finally believe that they really are magical and step out of the denial of being masters and into acceptance of it.
Yeah.
And because the option will be to either feel victimized and afraid, fear of change, or to literally dance into it with a sense of mastery and excitement of, oh, wow, what's next? Watching my dear friend go through this complete come apart of, I mean, this is all she's ever known. And it was her identity. It was who she is. It was, she ate, slept, lived, and breathed it. And at the same time, having created this incredible person in her life, who is also a love, who just kind of danced right in. She met him in a park, walking her dogs.
Is this the one whose industry died?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To see that that the option is to see something as catastrophic, or to, you know, the old, you know, how many times have we beat this one to death? You know, one door closes, the other door opens.
Yes.
but the truth is that that is what's happening. That I really feel like our higher self and our souls are literally, I could see them, you know, in a door jam pushing us from behind with their foot going, ah!
Well, and working so consciously with that influence instead of fighting it so much, you know?
Well, that's our option. And we're going to hear, I think, you know, when we look at this as a 7-year cycle, now, this summer is, what was it, somebody said, let the summer games begin. I thought that was so clever.
That's so great, isn't it?
I know, I thought that was wonderful. That, and, you know, with all the different pieces that came in this week about what we're entering, and you were talking about the lovely lady, I don't remember her name.
Deb O'Connor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Deb, and she has sent me some of her, which I love. When I get them, I love them. I put them in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I always love her take on things. She's so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And they were somewhat extreme. Some of them were extreme, and some of them, you know, were. But basically, all said the same thing. And I looked at the different ways that people were looking at them, and I still feel that this is such an exciting time. Now, I am going to say, and I really want to forewarn people about this, and I got a letter tonight from somebody who had an extremely dark dream that was just very unsettling for them. And so don't be surprised if you have nightmares as all these changes are taking place, because in essence, you're transmuting a lot of this energy. I mean, that's really what everybody is doing right now. We're transmuters. I mean, that's what we came here to do, to help facilitate this huge shift. I mean, this is what we've been in training for. You know, we've been going to boot camp for, how, you know, I won't admit how many years I've been in it.
But well, don't ask me.
Right. little spring chickens that we are. But I think that we may be transmuting a lot of this through the dream state and have some very bizarre dreams that we can't really identify. And so, you know, I do want to kind of warn people if that happens.
I think it's so good you're talking about that, because instead of it just being nightmares, it is actually, you know what I mean? It's hard to know which is ours and which is someone else's, but
that's
it's
right.
Nice to aim in that direction, isn't it?
Absolutely. So that people aren't overwhelmed with these dreams and feel that because this can happen. They can be overwhelming, and I do see them coming. I had a very strange dream last night myself, and I was like, I was so glad when I woke up in it, and I thought, oh, thank heaven I can wake up from this thing. And I had stayed for a minute, you know, so I didn't go back into it. And but I do feel this very transmuting energy, that's what we're doing. It's very transmuting, and it's going to be very confusing for people, because these dreams are going to come in very strange forms. I know mine did last night. The one that somebody else had, I haven't finished reading it, but hers was, because she's so creative, it was really out there. And so a lot of the systems that have been on in place on the planet have to be transmuted out. They have to get out some way. Okay, and so we're helping. We are, you know, I don't know if you want to call us a transistor, a transformer, whatever you want to call that, but we have agreed to help do a lot of these things. And so if we can just detach and remember, it's not ours, it's not ours, it's not ours, just let it pass through, you know, get up in the morning, run around the house, do whatever you have to do, hold on, run outside, grab a rose, you know, sit on the lawn, and remember to be grateful that you're capable of doing it and helping people. I think that's real important.
I do too.
So
that could help the weather as well.
Oh, yeah, and that is the other thing. Are you having strange weather up where you are?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't know whether it's winter, fall, or spring.
And just about everywhere in the world I talk to is having the same experience. In Las Vegas, it is cool every night. And usually by this time of year, okay, you can be outside till midnight. It's just warm and toasty. Our temperatures are running anywhere from 10 to 20 degrees below normal.
I think ours are, too, probably about that.
Mm-hmm.
My California friends are all talking about how cold it is.
And rainy.
Yeah, not L.A. so much, I don't
know. No, think. Not L.A., but Northern California, lots of rain.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
For sure.
It's a really interesting time right now, and really interesting. And I wanted to bring up one more person because I think I read an article about Sandra Bullock today. You know, along with all the stacks of stuff I have, and this was the People magazine article, and this is one of the sweetest, most elegant souls. I give her so much credit. I don't know if you're aware, but she adopted a black child from New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay. And her husband, Jesse James, whatever.
He adopted some nasty habits from the ether.
There you go. And interestingly enough, in her interviewing people, she was so loving and absolutely inclusive with him, with the children, and her adopted son, even though they adopted him together, started the process together. He's being fully adopted in her name. And she expressed gratitude for the changes that she made through this process and the wake-up calls that she had and the forgiveness she had for him. Without, even though she's proceeding with the divorce, did not close the door to supporting him and saying, this is not what you're reading and hearing about him is not really true.
Oh, really?
And I was so touched by this article because I thought, you know, again, these are the kinds of changes that can be transformative. They may appear to be horrible. I think that America and other people in other countries as well responded very negatively to what happened, you know, that son of a gun, because we all kind of, or at least I certainly did, and I know a lot of other people did, looked at this as a very unique pairing. But the way she looked at him and thanked him for having her back and being all these things, and then all this information coming out, it, you know, I think, I can't tell you how many women I've heard, he's a pig, you know. And I think she is giving us a beautiful example of dealing with things from a totally different perspective.
So she's actually going back to him?
She hasn't said that.
She is
supporting him through his healing process.
Good. So maybe isn't that sort of the epitome of the evolution we're praying for all the time?
Yes.
Good for her.
I mean, this to me was And if any of you get a chance to read the People magazine article, it is certainly worth the read. Because what a huge example she's giving other women in terms of, and I, you know, of saying, look, all that you're hearing and all that you're reading isn't really true. Yes, there was a problem. Yes, it broke my heart. However, this is a good father, and I support him through his healing process because he's going through addiction therapy. And he fully admits, I destroyed the thing I love most in the world. But I think if they are able to heal this, that they will set an incredible example for a lot of people, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Yeah, another example of a beautiful kind of change, of taking something that a lot of women jumped on, you know, myself included. I was like, and he described himself as the most hated man in America. I thought that was a very interesting self-description based on what had happened. So I give him a lot of credit for standing up and saying, look, I made the most terrible mistakes of my life. I'm paying for them. I'm getting help. I have a long way to go. But I promise I will prove myself to be the husband that she believed me to be and always to be the father that, you know. I mean, it was just beautiful. I'm like, whoa. So even healings and relationships, and by the way, I know I'm going to let the team come in, and we will talk about this probably next week or so. Lots of relationship changes coming down the pike with all these changes, big time. Lots of people have been waiting for relationships, been single a long time. I see this coming big time, big time, big time, out of the blue. I see these men having prepared. I know you talked about this many times, Veronica, but I really see it birthing in men right now. And
some of the men I work with are just shining these days. It's so different.
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. So anyway, let me bring the team in because I know they want to.
Rising tides.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. Robert, we know you're back there. Seth, wherever you are.
Hello.
All right. Good to be with all of you tonight on this very special night. Very special night indeed. And we would like the opportunity. We're not going to comment on a lot of things that were talked about tonight. We think they were very well talked about with Veronica, with you in the channel. But we would like to take all of you into a meditative state to experience more directly the Buddha full moon. So if you will allow yourselves now to go into a beautiful state of relaxation, closing your eyes and letting go. Just let go, dear ones. And as we come and surround each and every one of you, each and every one of you will feel our energies combined with now, and you're going to feel this very directly, energy of Buddha and the energy
We're not receiving any signal or any words, any information. Are you there, Seth? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You're back. We haven't heard anything since it began.
Sorry?
We hardly heard any of what you said. It clicked off. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you very clearly.
Okay, so you just started the meditation and we clicked off. There was no sound.
Was that sound between you and us or sound to the radio?
I don't know. I asked for Seth. So we couldn't tell, but we knew we weren't off. We weren't shut off. We just couldn't hear you at all.
We are still live.
All right. I think we're okay now.
All right. Well, we'll begin again.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to ask all of you now to go into a beautiful state of relaxation. You are safe, we promise. You are safe. And as we come into each of your homes and surround each one of you, we're going to take you with us. How's that? We're going to do this differently anyway. We'll take advantage of the air. All right, we're going to take each one of you with us. Allow us now. And allow yourself to lift out of your body. And feel yourself being lifted into a magical place. Surrounded by everyone else listening to the show, your friends, your family, those that you wish would join. Surrounded by the masters and the beings of every variety now. And feel this golden light now coming down through you. This beautiful golden light. Down through your crown. Coming out your hands and out the bottom of your feet. And feel that light now coming down onto the earth. And feel the love of Buddha. And now as that light is moving through you, feeling the added element now of the Christ light being added in. Swirling through with the Buddha light. Filling your body. Every cell, every organ, through your hands, out your feet, feel the glow now surrounding you, feel the love filling you, and now feel the magic. You are magical beings, everyone. This is what you came to do. What you came to bring to the earth. And you can access this love and this light, not only tonight, but whenever you ask for it to come in. With the highest of purposes now, to fill you, you can stand in your yard, in your house, wherever you are, sit in your chair, and allow that light to radiate out through your hands, out to humanity, and through your feet into the earth. Be the conduit now of this light and of this love. Buddha and Christ, in their own ways, oversouls of your planet, spiritual oversouls. And this is the love and the light that is coming through you, flowing through you right now. As you allow it to come through your feet into the earth, filling every cell of the earth. And the ocean. And let's put lots of focus right now on the Gulf. And see the Gulf filling with light. See it filling with light. And moving out into your Atlantic and your Pacific. And the Caribbean. Continue moving the light. And now perhaps you have a place, a special place, that you want to bring that light. And through your intent, everyone will join you. For some of you, it may be Afghanistan or Iraq or North Korea, Washington, perhaps all your leaders. Perhaps it's sending that love and light of the Christ and the Buddha to the leader of every world. To the financial advisors and to those, the dreamers, those that are going to bring forward technologies and things that will assist the earth now through this transition. Continue feeding the earth as well, as she gets ready to make some big changes here. Because you see, she counts on you to assist her. Please never underestimate the impact that you can have on Earth. It's why you're on the planet. To assist the earth and all of humanity. We have told you over and over to stop thinking small. To remember that you are masters and magicians you believe that, when you trust that, the light that you can hold, the light that you can amplify, increases exponentially. And as you become the conduit of this light, the light fills every cell of you. You become a recipient as well, not just a conduit. And for those of you who would rather give than receive, you're going to receive anyway because that's the way it works. Perhaps sending this light to all the children that have come in to help assist in this incredible transition, these magical children. Because they are orchestrating from both sides of the veil. You are loved, everyone, beyond which you can understand yet. And the more you allow the love to come through you, the more you will believe it, the more you will accept it, and the more you will accept your roles on the planet. You're not impotent. You are change agents. And now allow yourself, dear ones, just to come back right into your chairs or your beds or your sofas, wherever you may be. Filled with this beautiful light. It's still in every cell of your body, and allow it tonight as you sleep to create healing. In any place that you're having difficulty, to open your mind, your heart, heal any residual emotional issues or physical issues. And we will work with you as well during the dream time tonight. Know that we love you, dear ones. And while you're still in this very relaxed state, Veronica, you want to talk about your show.
Yes, I have Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on VBS Radio. I don't know who my guest is, but I've got some big interests out there, and I'm waiting for feedback. So it'll be a surprise a guest. And then Thursday night, we talked about the Earth tonight and making a difference and meditations on that as well, which went well with your show.
Oh, how perfect. All right.
We're in alignment, so I feel like next week we'll probably continue with more of that.
Excellent.
7 o'clock. Thank you.
Excellent. You can't do enough of that, Veronica.
Not right now, eh?
No, not enough. Anything you do will be of great service.
Thank you.
And we love you for all the contributions that you make. And we love all of you for all the contributions you're making all the time, whether you're consciously aware of them or not. Remember, people, you're working in the dream state, too. That's the reason some of you are so tired. Know that we love you, each and every one of you, more than you can possibly imagine.
So many of us love you as well.
Oh, well, we thank you so much for that. We thank you. We thank you, and your love is received.
Okay.
And we thank you for it. Now, go gently into your night, people. hold this love. Don't just, you know, oh, well, the team did this and that. No, no. Really hold the love. Allow it to make a difference. And hold it into your dream state as you dream your way with intention, perhaps, to continue to work with the earth or places of special purpose for you. Perhaps some of you very specifically with the golf or the financial markets or whatever is your passion. Know that we love you, dear ones. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Okay, are we on?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, everyone. Are we done?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I need a big glowing clock in here. Well, please remember that Veronica and I love you so very, very much, and that a piece of all of you are in Veronica and I, and a piece of Veronica and I are in every one of you, because we really are all one, and especially now. It can be no other way. We love you, and we'll talk with you next week. Good night, everyone. Love you, Ronnie.
Love you, too, and good night, everyone. Many blessings.
Good night.